How many of you lost power last night? Amen. How many of you got it back on? Amen. As that wind was blowing and that storm was raging last night, I got to thinking about how happy I am that I'm standing on the Rock of Ages. That when the winds blow in my life, no matter what comes my way, I shall not be moved because I'm safe in the Rock of Ages. And let's glory in that tonight, amen, as we sing Rock of Ages.
Of your bayou, 404-404, the solid rock. Let's stand up and sing. How many of you is glad this evening you're anchored in the solid rock?
Amen.
Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
His righteousness.
have Brother Chad Hassey. Why don't you come up here, and would you pray for us tonight? And I don't care. You sing a song if you want to.
Give a testimony.
Well, I just want to thank you, preacher, for everything. But well, I wasn't born and raised in this kind of stuff, and I go back and back every time I think about it. If I didn't even know God, if I didn't even know where I would be, I know if God wouldn't have let me get adopted, I'd be in hell. I'd be on drugs. I'd be on alcohol. I'd have tattoos. I might have been in jail. I know I'd be in hell if it wasn't for God. And He's been a mighty good God to us. Sometimes we think we can deserve everything because we have shoes on our feet, clothes on our back, because we have that job that we work. And sometimes we don't even thank Him for what we got, because if He could take He could take a house. He can take our shoes. He can take our clothes. He can take everything. But let me tell you something. What the devil can't take is our salvation.
Amen.
And it's sometimes we sit back and we complain about the carpets. We complain about the lights. We complain that the preacher's too loud. We complain because he's preaching too long. But let me tell you something. It's high time we stop worrying about programs. It's high time we need to stop worrying about who's singing, who's preaching. Oh, I don't care if it's Miss Lois. I don't care if it's Lori. I don't care if it's anybody or Pastor Chad singing. If they're singing about the Lord God Almighty, you better say amen. Because He put shoes on our feet, clothes on our back. If they don't preach too well, it's high time we get word about God being mighty good to us. Help me, help me. I'm a Key J, Bible only. If you want to say an IV, it's high time we throw that in the garbage. It's high time we contemporary is out of hell. It's out of hell. Help, man. Let me pray. Sorry about that. Lord God, I thank You for who You are. I thank You for dying on the cross, Lord. You've been a mighty good God to me. Put out a passage on. He preached, hide behind the cross, Lord, and I love You. Help, man.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. I love Chad Hassey. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you something about Chad. Chad's a good boy. And I want to do something tonight. And Chad, after service, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to set the example. Chad wants to go to Andersonville Baptist Seminary. Now, because they helped me out a lot, it cost about $900 to send him. It would take $1,500 in payments, but I have a direct payment, it'd be $900. We're going to set an offering plate out there tonight after service. We'll be doing a tithe, and will you help me raise up enough money to get him a scholarship? I tell you what we done. I said, Chad, I want to make sure you'll be all right. And so we got a class. Didn't you? Yeah, give him a class. And he done the class, done a great job on it. He wants to be educated. He can't afford it. I want to bless him tonight. And I'll put some money back in that plate. You don't worry about that one bit. But let's try to get him enough to go ahead and get his associate's degree. That is $900. I can tell you what it'll be. And if we get it back there, I'll call tomorrow and get him on. Somebody say amen. Say it. Well, glory God. We're going to get you taken care of, son, okay? Amen. I've had you on my heart. But he's proved himself. He said, I'll get this done. I believe he will, too. And we're going to help him. Go ahead and do what you got to do. I'm just having fun.
Amen. I like it. Amen. Every single day, I kid you not, every single day, Chad Hassey texts me to encourage me. Tell me that he's praying for me. Send me a scripture. And I thank you, Brother Chad. He's got a spiritual gift. We all have spiritual gifts. But I believe his spiritual gift is helps and encouragement, and he is a big encouragement to me. And so we love you, Brother Chad, and you've got such a good name, too. Amen. We want to remind you that February 1st is Pastor John and Miss Marguerite's 46th wedding anniversary. So remember that. And then also remember our winter revival coming up February 9th through the 12th. And that will be a Sunday through Wednesday. Brother Brent Carr will be here. How many have never heard Brent Carr preach? Amen. Well, come. He's wonderful. His family's going to sing. And And it's just going to be a wonderful time. And we will be having some prayer meetings a couple weeks before that begins. And we'll give you the dates for that as it approaches. And then also, due to, you know, just the busyness of our schedule, we're not going to be starting our ladies' Bible study this month. We'll be starting it February 4th, the beginning of February. Italian Day?
Yeah.
Praise God. What does that mean?
What that means is once a month we're going to have a meal.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to start off with Italian. We'll do a different one each month. And the reason I went a couple, 3 weeks late, because I'm going to have surgery this week, and I didn't want to teach this week and then be off 2 or 3 weeks, so I wanted to kind of recover a little bit. But Italian, hey, ladies, if you're not working, come out. And you said, well, I got kids. Bring them. I'll have a babysitter there or child care there. We want you to be there, but fix your favorite Italian meal, and we're going to have a good time. That'll start 11 o'clock on February the 4th.
Pastor Grant, Pastor Tower, and myself, we'll provide the child care. How about that?
You're helping me.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Ushers, go ahead and come forward, and we'll take up this evening's tithes and offerings. Yes.
What's that?
For. Oh, for Chad? Yes.
What did he say?
Yes. Yeah. For it was an app question for Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just put it in special offering. Yeah. Pastor Green will know what to do because he'll be able to see when you did it. And the special offering, we're only taking up one tonight, so he'll know that that's where it's going. Amen. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for how you've blessed us. And Lord, we thank you so much for all of our young preachers. But Lord, I thank you for Brother Chad and his testimony and his faithfulness. And Lord, I pray that you bless him. And Father, I pray that you bless this offering now, our tithes. Lord, that we may give of the first fruits, 10%. And Father, may we give over that, Lord, love offering and faith promise. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would just give out of the abundance of our hearts and give joyfully. And Lord, I pray that you just bless this service tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Chad. If you got your Bibles, turn to 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 2. I'm just going to preach out of one verse tonight. Aren't you glad you saved? I want to preach on something tonight. It's on my heart. The how to keep old-timey salvation and religion alive.
Amen. Yeah. Come on, preacher.
Or how to keep what we have now for the next generation and the next generation. Because I want all y'all to know something. It's dying out. I'm glad there's still a few around. Somebody help me preach. That's trying to do something for God. But the most part tonight is dying out. And I'm going to give you a big word tonight. I had to get Chad to put it on his cell phone to make sure I somewhat pronounced it right. And I will show it to you in chapter 2. Of 2 Timothy and verse 2. If you're there, say amen and stand with your Bibles open. I'm going somewhere tonight and I want to help you. I want to show you how to keep this thing going.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Have you ever been in a dying church? Have you ever been around a church that used to have the goods and used to preach the right book and preach the blood, but they ain't preaching it now?
Come on. Come on.
Somebody help me preach.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's happened? I'll show you tonight. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
I won't preach long tonight. Well, when I say that, you know how that is. The Bible said, and these things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able
to teach others also. Is that all right? Father, I ask you, help me preach like I've never preached before. Lord, I want to bring a truth. I thank God for this church. I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for what you're doing. We're right here in a new decade, Lord. And this old man, he may not make it to the next one. I don't know if I will or not. But God, I want what we have put our whole life in. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, if you haven't came yet, to keep on keeping on, making a difference. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. Now, let me give you a big word that I probably won't pronounce real good, but I'm going to give it to you. Here it is. The word propagation. I did pretty good. How many of y'all know what the word propagation means? If you know it, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not bad. Well, tell me if I'm right. Propagation is multiplication by natural reproduction. Is that pretty good? Let me say it again. Propagation is what? Multiplication by natural reproduction. See, ladies and gentlemen, what we have tonight does not happen by accident. It takes somebody to start it, then somebody to continue it, and somebody else to take it a little further. Somebody help me preach right there. Am I preaching? See, here's what happens in a lot of ministries. They die because they die with the faithful man. And I want to tell you where some failures are. There's a lot of preachers, some of them just like me, that don't set up the church for success later. Good preaching, Reverend. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how many of y'all 15 years, 20 years from now, you got your little kids and your grandkids here, want this place to still be going strong for God, and you see great things happen, and it doesn't have to change. It can keep on keeping on. Oh, I'm going to preach tonight. I don't even have a note I'm preaching tonight. I just got this on my heart. Man, I was in here this morning, and I sensed the Holy Ghost.
Me too, brother. Yes, sir.
You know, the power went out, and Chad had all kinds of different people to sing, was supposed to sing, and everything went flop up, went crazy. But I want you to know something. These folks filled the gap. Those folks that stood in. By the way, I believe what I'm preaching tonight, that disruptions won't stop it. Opposition won't stop it. Circumstances won't stop it. It is just something if we do it right. So I got three things. Three things I want to preach on. First of all, I want to talk about the fervent one. The Bible said, here's Paul speaking, and these things that thou hast heard of me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for better or for worse, you've had me around here for 42 years. For better or for worse, and you might as well like it better because I'm going to stay here till I'm pushing up daisies. And that may be Thursday, I don't know. You hear me out. It's got to start with somebody that's fervent. Fervent in what? Fervent in belief. Your ministry, and ministry won't be ministry if we don't base it on solid belief. Hey, by the way, what you believe counts. You want to know why? Most churches are crumbling tonight. They don't have service on Sunday night. They don't have it on Wednesday night. You know why they're failing? Because they don't have it based on belief. Tell you something new we're doing in the wintertime. because it's kind of tough on our soul winning, but we're going to go soul winning. And we're going to go out. So Pastor Green come up with something. He asked me if it's a good idea. I said, man, that's fabulous. And what they're doing on Thursday night, you know, the weather's bad. We got a candle and what we believe and went to new home buyers in Putnam County. We just send the Elkins, give us a record of everybody that bought new homes. So what we're doing is welcome them in the community. Somebody help me preach. Now let me tell you what happened is one of them went into a person and invite them. I think they'll come. And they work some on Sundays, but they asked, do you have a church on Wednesday night? The reason they asked that because most people in Putnam County don't. Good preaching, Reverend. And, I'm about to get happy. Then they asked this question. It was loaded. Well, do y'all practice small groups? Y'all do away with worship service on Sunday night and Wednesday night and just have small groups and do away with preaching and do away with worship. Do you do that? And one of my boys said, no. And you know what that person said? Well, hallelujah. Somebody help me preach. See, somebody, hey, Rich, somebody's got to be fervent. And we got to be fervent, first of all, on our belief, on our doctrine, on our foundation. Because if you have no foundation, when the storms come, do you think in 42 years this church hadn't been hit by storms? Do you think in 42 years that we haven't had opposition? You said, why are you still standing? Because we're built on something right. We built our church on the faith. Earnestly contend for the faith. Am I preaching? But see, here's where it starts. And by no means am I comparing myself to Paul. But in this group, I am the Paul of this passage. The fervent one. The guy that stood up there when folks had knives in his back. You think Paul didn't have a hard time? 5 times he was shipwrecked. He was beaten of rods. Night and day. He said the most difficult thing he had was ministering to the church. You try to pastor a bunch of Baptists to see how much hair you got left. See, he was strong in belief. The fervent one. He was strong in behavior. He said one time, place, you ought to know how to behave in the house of God. You know what? There's a lot of people could get that lesson. That lesson on how to behave. You don't have to be a rebel. You don't have to be a critic. You don't have to be negative. You don't have to be somebody that always thinks everything's bad. You're in a church that's reaching a nation for Jesus. You're in a church that's got a bigger testimony than any of us. And I'll tell you how we ought to behave. We ought to be sold out. We ought to be separated. We ought to have our sanctification right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And our standards right. Okay? We okay so far? We got Paul, the fervent one. And maybe because I'm having surgery Thursday. And anytime they tell you there's a chance you might not come off the table, I think I will, but it kind of gives you the jitters. Because I want this thing to keep on keeping on. Hello? If I don't come off the table Thursday, I still believe there's been some positive things happen that this thing will keep on keeping on. Now, I'm planning on climbing off of it. Don't get cheering. Well, how's this work? Now, here's the problem with churches. They change, and here's how they change. When their leadership changes, they change. So why does that happen? Jeremy, why does that happen? I know why. Because they're not following this passage of Scripture. And I'm going to illustrate this passage of Scripture. Paul, y'all how many? Paul the what? Fervent one. How many of y'all agree he was fervent? I'm talking about a man of God that was fervent for God. He was red hot. You know what we need some red hot preachers that still love God, that still love their people. I know some preachers right now. They had no clue on what I'm preaching tonight. Instead of helping the cause, they hurt the cause because they don't know how to propagate the gospel.
You're right, preacher.
You're right.
Yes, you are.
Now, y'all still, how many still here? Now, let me show you something. We have Paul the what? What is he? Paul the what? Well, let me ask you something. Do you believe he was fervent? Give me an example of his fervency.
He kept preaching no matter what.
I mean, he got stoned one time, didn't he?
Stoned, yeah.
He may have died. I don't know. What do you think? You think he died?
I do.
I believe he might have. He went up to the third heaven.
Yep.
Was told things he wasn't even lawful to go tell others.
Drug out of cities.
I mean, he was fervent.
Yes, he was.
No matter if they stoned him, spit on him, whatever, he stood. That's why when he was getting ready to die, he said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness with the Lord, the righteous judge shall give me. And not to only me, but to everyone that loves his appearance. Hold on. So what we got, Rich? We got Paul the fervent, or John the fervent. But number two, I want you to know something. If we all this church has is John the fervent, or if all the ministry ever had was Paul the fervent, our cause would have already quit. Agree or disagree? Number two. Now this is important. Second point. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. Now notice this. You got Paul the fervent. The same commit thou to faithful men. Saying. Right here. Come here, Tyler. Come here, Grant. Come here. I want you three right here. Right here. All right. Y'all watching? You got Paul the fervent. John the fervent. But what's my job? This is what I've been doing for years. We've got 25 preachers in other churches and ministries doing something for God. We've got four full-time missionaries out of this church right now. Hallelujah. Now here's my job. My job is to commit to faithful men. Now, I want all y'all to know this, and I do not apologize. These are three faithful men. I work with them every day. They are faithful. They love Jesus. And I'll tell you what they got about them. Now, I want y'all to hear everything I got to preach tonight. I can put up with a lot of stuff. You look at me, but there's one thing I'm not going to tolerate in my ministry, and that's somebody not loyal. You loyal? God will bless it. Hey, we got missionaries out of this church, they're loyal. We got preachers out of this church, they're loyal. I only got one red line, Rich. It's not, did this guy make a mistake? No. Are they loyal and are they faithful? Now I've got to make a statement. I'm going to come down here to make it. Boy, this is gonna, it's gonna be cat. Hey, Brother Wolfster, good to have you back tonight. This is where I stand. Boy, this is gonna come across a little strong. Here's a fallacy in the church, Rich. You do not put somebody in a position so they will be faithful.
You're right.
You put them in a position because they are faithful. I mean, we got people in this church, just not preachers. We got our food pantry people. Look how faithful they are. Other ministry, frontline, all these ministries. We didn't put somebody unfaithful in a job to expect them to be faithful. And all of America, you know why churches are failing? Well, why don't you put Junior in? Even though Junior's failed, he's been a miserable mess. And I want you to put him in a position so he'll be faithful. Boy, it's quiet in here now. You can't be faithful. You can't be loyal. You can't follow authority. I can't possibly use you to pass it on. How in God's name could I trust you? If every time something happens, you quit. Every time something happens, you're done. We need people who say, I'm not quitting. I'm not done. I'm faithful. I'm committed. I'm staying with it. Am I all right? Am I doing all right over here? Here's, man, we got faithful people all in this church. Our junior church people, they're sitting, y'all must like each other. Y'all sitting together. We got one of the greatest junior churches in America. I trust them to take my kids there. I trust them with your grandkids there. So how does this work? Okay. The fervent one pours himself into the faithful one and pours himself into the faithful one and pours himself into the faithful one. That the faithful one is connected with him in belief. Put your arm around here. And we got a chain here. See it? See it? Everybody see it? Well, couldn't he believe what I do? In belief, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to tell you, me and Chad don't disagree on a couple of things. I don't know what they are, but I'm sure we do. Might be I disagree with him, okay? And then, him, he believes like I do. Him, he believes like I do. He behaves like I do. He behaves like I do. He behaves like I do. So what have I done? So it's just so happened. Now they did tell me life expectancy for a man is 78. I got 10 more good ones. My goal is to make 50 years as your pastor. After that, it's gravy. But here's the key. Look at me. Look at me. All these guys, I mean, he's over, he's mission director. He's over food pantry, or the pastor over it. Angie's the one that runs it back there. Wave at me, Angie. There you go. But you're poor and frontline. And you're our youth man. By the way, Wednesday night, they combined youth groups, went up in the activity building and preached, and had a teenager get saved Wednesday night. Amen. Somebody say amen. Now, hold a minute. How can I, John the Fervent or Paul the Fervent, trust him when I'm not there? And him when I'm not there? Because I poured myself into them. Got me? Now, how many of y'all think this church has a chance to keep on keeping on? Oh, but we ain't done here. I'm almost done. I'm going to quit here. I'm good. Y'all with this? Preach. He said preach on. I'm preaching on.
Yeah, preach on, brother. Amen.
Don't y'all want this thing to be right for your grandkids and your kids? All right. I'm almost finished. Stay with me. By the way, can I look at me, church member? Can I count on you to be faithful? I'm not going to put you in to be faithful, but are you going to be faithful? No, but we ain't done here. Come here. You. You. Come here, Aaron. I'm just picking off you. Evan, come here. Get a couple. Come up here, Evan. We'll get a girl up here, too. All right. Now, I hope y'all know this. Get over there. All right, here's how it works. Paul, the faithful, or fervent, right? Believe in behavior. Chad, Tyler, and Grant, the faithful. Now, wait a minute. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I learned a long time ago, is to delegate authority. Yes, to pour myself into somebody and trust them to do it. And not, hey, let me ask you something. Do I ever browbeat you? Or I may talk to you. If there's something I don't like, I'll tell you, right? Mm-hmm. But when it's over, we're good.
Yes, sir.
Because you respect the fervent.
Yes, sir.
So I put my life in theirs. But hold a minute. If that's all I do, then when they're gone, what about the next generation? So, come on, boys. It's your job. Number three, I'm done. Look at the passage. How many got it? The same commit thou to faithful men, right here, who shall be able to teach what? How old are you? 23. How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? 12? Still 12? So wait a minute now. Not because I don't want to be. Okay? And I try to be around Joe when I can to boost you every once in a while. But to be honest with you, I can't be with y'all all the time. Right? Because y'all's everywhere. But, I trust him. Go over and lock arms. And I trust him. Y'all get a chain going here. And I trust him. Lock it up. How many's got this? Guess what's going to happen? We're going to reach the next generation. Because, see, I committed to faithful people who got somebody they can commit to, and the cause of Christ keeps on keeping on. Amen. And, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all. Y'all may be seated. It's all about keeping the gospel alive. How many learned something tonight? How many learned this? We need to take this thing more seriously. More seriously. I think sometimes members in the church think, well, Pastor Smith, he comes on Sunday, does a good job Sunday night, preach on Wednesday night, and that's it. That's all he does. I don't think you have a clue. Because I'm counseling somebody every day. I'm working in people's life every day. I'm pouring myself into somebody every day so they can pour something into somebody else and they pour in somebody else. Somebody help me preach.
Bless your heart.
We need to get rid of this notion. Okay, I'm going to put this guy in or this girl in. Who ain't faithful. to make him faithful. Does it say that? Does it say it, Rich? So what's the key? Everybody in here needs to get faithful so we can invest in you. So we can invest in you. We're invested in Allison. You know why? Because he's been faithful. We're invested in Mike Blake. Why? Because he's been faithful. We're invested in Jim Jeremias. Why? Because he's been faithful. Y'all with me? Am I preaching? Now here's the key. Are you going to be faithful so we can pour ourselves into you? I mean, really. It don't take a lot to be faithful, does it, Dave? Just be faithful. Just, I count on you be here. I can count on you paying your tithe. I can count on you being loyal. I can count on you being faithful. I can count on you being there when the going gets tough. Y'all want to see this thing keep on keeping on? How many's got grandkids? Raise your hand. How many's got kids under the age of 5? Ooh. I'm hoping I get to marry them, but I might not. My goal is to. But I don't know who's going to do it after that. Listen to me. We got this wrong. Let me go over here. Hi, boys. Hey, Junior. You know what they tell me? What grade you in? Six? Fifth? Here's what I heard the other day. Somebody told me by the way of the grapevine that we have a group of kids in the fifth, sixth grade that are making a difference. That's what I heard. I don't think it was gossip. You're pretty straight, ain't you? You're crazy, but you're straight. I'm glad you got good parents that want you to be in a good church. And I'm expecting big things out of you. I'm expecting one day that those folks pour their life into you because you're faithful. You willing? Hey, Junior, you willing? I ain't Junior, but I call you that. You willing? You willing? How about you? Your brothers love God, don't they? What is your brother's name? Andrew?
Andrew and Aaron.
Andrew and Aaron? They good boys?
Yeah.
They love God? They good example to you, aren't they? Yeah, they are. Don't hesitate, okay? You're getting quizzed. Don't hesitate. And you know, I know your mom's crazy, but everything else is fine. I'm kidding. Hold on, man. Rich, do we want this thing to keep going? How many of y'all, when your kids have kids, want to have a church you can depend on 25 years from now? They'll still be doing what it is right now. When John Smith's done bit to dust, and they bury me under the new foundation of the new building. I've done something. I've committed to faithful people.
Yes, you have.
Who commit to others. Now my question is, how many of y'all want to be that faithful person that can have things committed to you so you can make a difference in the next generation? And everybody here that wants to make a difference and you want to be faithful, you know, hey, it don't matter how smart you are, you don't know how your education, it don't mean that. Just be faithful so we can trust you to take part in propagating the gospel. I wonder how many church members, this is my first Sunday in the new year, would be just come around the altar tonight and say, God, I want you to use me. I want to be so faithful that when called on, I'll stand in the gap and do something great for you. Could you do that tonight? Stand with me. And if God spoke to you, you got grandkids and kids that you are expecting this thing to go forward, won't you come and pray about it? Our Father, touch this invitation. Help us tonight. In Jesus' name, for his sake, amen. Sing, Lord, so I'm going to pray. Many of you, come around the altar.
Keep on keeping on till Jesus comes, and at his feet we can lay our burden down, then hang our swords on the shimmering walls of glory and exchange
I hope you got something. I want to keep it going, don't you? Amen. Y'all been faithful to listen tonight. I hope you've been encouraged. I want to tell you, there's a lot of faithful people go to Tate Valley Baptist Church. A lot of them behind the scenes. Some of them protecting you as I speak right now. There's people on this lot right now protecting this ministry while I'm preaching. They're not out here. They're not in here. But they're protecting him. You ought to thank God for it. All right, let's dismiss. Gary, where you at? Maine, you got the offering plates back there? Now, you can write the check to the church. Everything will go into it. And I'm going to need somebody to go out to my car, get my bill. Got to go get my code, get my billfold. It's in the console. And bring it to me. Let's pray. By the way, Wednesday night, middle school and high school, is that right? Middle school and high school are going to be in here singing. Grant will be preaching. Andrew's going to be doing the devotion. We're having youth night. He said, I believe in propagating. Then come and support them. Father, thank you for the good service today. Thank you for the strength you give me tonight and the energy to be able to preach. Now help us now. Keep me healthy till Thursday, Lord, so I don't get a cold, and protect me. And Lord, I want to rise up out of there and come back better than ever next week or so. Do that miracle for me. I'll praise you for it. I love this church. Thank you for every ministry. If I start calling them out, I'll never get them all. Thank you for every director, every faithful person that keeps it going. And we don't have to watch them because they're faithful and their heart's in it. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Good night.